welcome back to today's Daily Walk. And I want to follow up a little bit on last week's video. We talked about The Chosen. And I want to expand that a little bit larger because as I was putting together the news for our tech channel this week, I saw a trend in people using AI to do vlogging videos as Jesus doing various stories in the Bible. And I didn't find any of these channels that were massively large. Some of them don't have a lot of views. But with the proliferation of AI, this is a major thing which is starting to come to light. And what I wanted to mention here is, in light of all of this, the media itself has never been a very good way to do any form of education. And this is something we've known for years. Back in the 80s, when a big proliferation of media entertainment was utilized in schools for the first time, and I was among that generation, you know, 80s kids and, you know, reading Rainbow and all sorts of other things, you know, maybe like once a week or maybe as once a month, whatever frequency it was, they'd cart in that really cool TV cart and all the kids get all excited because we know we're going to watch a video today. And so what happened around this time is people see media and entertainment, things like this, as a means to teach and to educate. And so they started doing it without really looking at the end results. And ultimately, though, some people started studying it and found that the results were not actually good. Now, Neil Postman, back in the 80s, had two books, one of those called The Disappearance of Childhood, and the other one was Amusing Ourselves to Death. And in one or both of those books, he addressed this issue of media as a means of education. And what he found is that when you started utilizing media, it gave the sense that you were actually learning something. But the reality is you didn't keep any education, didn't really learn it well, and you tended to forget it really quickly. And this is the same thing we noticed as a college professor. And I was using online homework in one of my appointments, and I found that students using online homework did infinitely worse than students who did not use online homework, assuming they did their homework at all. Because in the online homework systems, there's not a lot of friction to actually accomplish what you're trying to do. So effectively what that means is that as you're putting together your studies and your lessons, you're basically looking at either a multiple choice list of answers, or you're just being really sloppy, putting things together to get what you think might be an answer. You put it in and then the system will grade you a little bit and give you points and indicators, and you can usually fudge your way to the answer a little bit easier in that instance. And so what happens in those situations and back with the media entertainment is there's not a lot of that hand to mind to heart, the processing that goes along in traditional education by where you are learning something very well. But even worse, you can have familiarity if it is something that you watch over and over because it's entertaining and you perceive it as good. And that's the problem I see with the Christian entertainment genre, the Christian vlogging genre, and the Christian AI. We see a lot of interesting things coming forth. The first of these is when you have a program, as I talked about in last week's episode where we talked about The Chosen, you have a program like that, which is by the creator's own admission, only 5% from the Bible and 95% made up. A lot of people think that what is in there is an actual portrayal of what's in the Bible. If they watch them over and over, or they're just getting involved in them, they can really start to think that what's going on in that show and other shows like it is accurate. And the reality is, I don't know of any of these programs that have been deeply accurate. Now, there's some that have done a better job than others. The Passion of the Christ actually did a pretty good job. At least they followed one of the Gospels. If there was a conflict between something the Gospel said, at least you could point to one of the Gospels and say, hey, it followed this particular Gospel, which is something I had mentioned The Chosen didn't do at all. Looking at something like, I don't know, there was another movie that came out. I just cannot remember the name of it. But there was another movie that came out which looked at the crucifixion of Christ from a Roman soldier's point of view. Came out about, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago or so. I forget the name of that one. And I watched that, and there was a lot of things in there that were not biblical, But it was also clear they were not trying to make up Bible stuff. I thought that movie did actually a pretty good job. Everywhere where it interfaced directly with Jesus was completely spot on biblical, as I recall. And the rest of it wasn't anywhere close to what was anything in the Gospels at all. So it didn't appear to be making up things. I thought that movie did a decent job. But you get into a lot of the other movies in that genre. Before The Chosen, there was another popular TV production that was coming on, and I forget the name of that one now. And they used characters that did not match what we knew about characters from the scriptures, and that's always a problem. But the biggest challenge is, let's move beyond this familiarity to the fact if you're using these things in order to learn, you're also not learning as well, even if you're retaining the information. The good news about The Chosen and other things like it is if you watch it only once, you probably won't retain a lot, which is good. You're probably not going to lose anything. Unfortunately, anything you do retain probably is not going to be biblical. I mean, after all, it has a 95% chance to be a story made from a man, not something from the Bible. And so that can seriously hurt your Christian walk later on if you're relying on that to teach you anything about the gospel itself. The second factor is, however, is any form of these media entertainments that we see, they also have a lot of loss. And this is what Neil Postman was reporting on. It was not good to use those systems to teach kids. It's not good to use media entertainment or movies or documentaries. He said at first, the level that you can get to in an average production is only surface compared to what you can dig into a lot, you know, a lot deeper. But the second major issue that he pointed out is to stop and say the retention is not high because it feels familiar. You're watching it and it feels like it's familiar work, but it doesn't ever actually seep in. And as I studied early on in my high school days, late high school days, I studied, I forget, it might have been Max Planck, I think. I studied a big Harvard psychologist, theories and modes on education. And this is work that he did going back into the, I think, 60s and 70s on academics. And I studied this work quite thoroughly. And he outlined a lot of ways that we learn. And, you know, he talked about basic familiarity as one of those, but then he talked about a deeper understanding. He talked about factual memorization, all these factors. And anytime, and he even noticed or even theorized, I'm not sure if there was a lot of educational programming going on in the 70s when he was doing his work, but what he was mentioning there was, in that time, is he theorized that something that is just goes into your mind through that type of medium doesn't have a chance to really sink down deep, allowing you to really learn. And the sad thing is, even if you're talking about many churches now with their small groups, most of them are not a Bible study where you're going, opening the Bible and going through theology through the scriptures. Even most of those are more of a facilitator role, even if they're doing a biblically sound sermon. The studies show that you don't learn as much anyway. And so this brings us back full circle with these AI Jesus vlogging going on, where it's AI producing Jesus vlogging. The first major problem we have is there's all these European Jesuses running around doing cheesy miracles set in this modern day slang. And, you know, we're getting all riz, you know, I mean, all that kind of crap like that going forth. And the challenge that we have is you have stuff that's not particularly biblical, not really accurate, and we don't even retain much, but it takes up so much of our time. It seems so entertaining. We look down and realize we spent 2 or 3 hours that we could have spent digging into our scriptures to deeply learn and pass it from our mind into our heart, maybe through our hand as we write things down, to deeply learn something. We pass on that just to get some cheap dopamine hit from 1 minute short AI Jesus doing miracles set in blog format. It's kind of weird. It's kind of creepy. And the reality is, guys, we need to turn off our televisions a whole lot more and focus a whole lot more on studying the scriptures as the scriptures are to be done. That is my thought. Let me know your thoughts on all this in the comments down below. Thanks for watching. Let me know your thoughts, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out our walkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.